Surah An-Nahl, verses 90 to 100.
Exposition of all religious matters. It is hudan wa rahmatan wa bushra lil muslimin. It is absolute guidance, a tremendous mercy for the Muslims, and it conveys glad tidings. The next ayah provides an example of what the Quran ordains and advocates. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل. Very prominent ayah of the Quran, comprehensive ayah of the Quran. And the Quran, being a composite of the above characteristics, is evident from the fact that indeed in this Quran, إن الله يأمر بالعدل, Allah تبارك وتعالى ordains justice and balance. والإحسان, kindness, وإيتاء ذي القربى, and giving one's relatives. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي, and he forbids shameful misdeeds, all acts of vice and oppressing others. This instruction, as brief as it is, encompasses all virtuous and evil deeds. And it is a perfect example of the Quran being an exposition of all religious matters. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, and he exhorts you to observe the matters listed here. Perhaps you take heed and act accordingly, for only then would the Quran fulfill its function of being absolute guidance, a tremendous mercy, and a conveyor of glad tidings. The next passage of ayat, which are from ayah number 91 to 96, it sheds light on the importance of being faithful to and honoring one's commitments. So we can read about this, more what is meant by this and why is it featuring here. Ayah number 91, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ, and fulfill the covenant of Allah. And the covenant of Allah refers to all commitments which Islam requires one to fulfill. It also includes all commitments pertaining to the rights of Allah, as well as those relating to the rights of fellow human beings. So Allah says, fulfill the covenant of Allah, إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ, when you have contracted it, and undertaken to fulfill it, either by independent and explicit expression, or implicitly and indirectly upon entering into the fold of Islam. وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا, and be more cautious about those undertakings which you have sworn oaths to fulfill. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ, do not break your promises, بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا, after ratifying them, by using the name of Allah, وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا, and after making Allah your guarantor. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, indeed Allah is aware of whatever you do. He knows when you honor your commitments and when you violate them, and He will deal with you accordingly. Ayah number 92, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا, and in breaking your commitments, be not like the insane woman from Makkah who unravels her yarn completely after its strands have been firmly spun. تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ, using your oaths as a means of sowing mutual discord, because violation of oaths and breaking of promises makes one lose credibility in the eyes of those who are in favor of one, and it enrages and incites those who are against one. And this is the root of mutual discord. And do not violate oaths and break commitments, being prompted to do so simply, أن تكون أمة هي أربى من أمة, because one community becomes more prominent than another. At the end of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ, Allah only seeks to test you, observing who honors their commitments and who inclines to the group that becomes prominent. وَلَيُبَيِّنَنَّ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. And whatever you had been differing about and which prompted you to take different courses of action, he will make it clear to you practically on the Day of Judgment. Ayah number 93. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. And it should be known that Allah was well aware, well able to avert differences. Consequently, had Allah willed, He would have united you on a single path as one community. But for the wisdom known best to Him, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He allows those whom He wills to stray. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He guides whomsoever He wills. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will certainly be called to account for the actions you had been doing. Ayah number 94. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. And do not use your oaths to create mutual discord. فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. Lest a foot should slip after having been on sound footing. وَتَذُوقُوا السُّوءَ بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And so you would taste hardship for deterring others from the path of Allah. وَلَكُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Then you will have a painful punishment. Ayah number 95. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And do not sell Allah's covenant for a petty sum. إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Surely that which is by Allah is far better for you if only you knew. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ. Whatever is with you, it will be depleted. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. But that which is by Allah is everlasting. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And those who remain steadfast, we will surely give them their perpetual and everlasting reward according to the good actions they used to do. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's promise, ayah number 97, of returns are not limited to the fulfillment of commitments or confined to specific people only. So, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min. Whoever does righteous deeds, man or woman, and on condition that they possess iman, since the actions of disbelievers are not accepted by Allah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, we shall definitely grant them a blissful life in this world. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will recompense them with the best of rewards in the hereafter for the good deeds they used to do. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you recite the Qur'an, then seek refuge with Allah against the evil of the accursed devil. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He has no ability to sway and deviate those who have iman. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And who rely with their hearts upon their Lord. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ. His ability to sway and influence only works upon those who connect with him or befriend him. And وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. And on those who associate partners with Allah. So the more detailed explanation of that is in the note, because it is lengthy. We have just gone through the cursory meaning of these ayat. Inshallah, you can take out the time to go through it, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأوفوا بعهد الله إذا عاهدتم ولا تنقضوا الأيمان ولا تنقضوا الأيمان بعد توكيدها وقد جعلتم الله عليكم كفيلا إن الله يعلم ما تفعلون ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا تتخذون أيمانكم دخلا بينكم أن تكون أمة هي أربى من أمة إنما يبلوكم الله به وليبينن لكم يوم القيامة ما كنتم فيه تختلفون ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء ولتسألن عما كنتم تعملون ولا تتخذوا أيمانكم دخلا بينكم فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها وتذوقوا السوء بما صددتم عن سبيل الله ولكم عذاب عظيم ولا تشتروا بعهد الله ثمنا قليلا إنما عند الله هو خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق ولنجزين الذين صبروا أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرا بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك